There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Stefan, along with Ken Kessler, ready to open up the floodgates of information for this Thursday. The situation with concussions, professional football, now college football. Kenny, what do you think of the news from former Michigan starting center Jack Miller announcing that he will not play his senior season? He told ESPN yesterday that his concern is about the long-term impact from past and possible future concussions. That was the factor in the decision. He said, quote, "I know that I've had a few, and it's nice walking away before things could have gotten worse." He said, "Yes, multiple schools have reached out to me, but I'm ready to walk away from it completely. My health and happiness is more important than a game." Miller says he's focused on finishing his degree, pursuing business opportunities. He had one concussion in high school, two or three in Michigan. "I wanted to keep playing," he said. "You're supposed to be tough." But everybody who carries that, he played in 22 games at Michigan, started 16 times, including all of the season, this past season. He won the team's award for best lineman of the year. "I know it's pretty unorthodox for a 21-year-old to see past his nose," he said. "The game requires such a passion to excel, and my flame has burned out. However, I wouldn't be telling you the truth if I said that the concussion thing doesn't scare me." He said that he isn't sure if he would allow a son of his to play in the game. See, that's what you're hearing more and more. Yesterday, when I was at the gym working out with my trainer, he was telling me, and I didn't see this, apparently Brian Gumbel on his HBO program on either Monday or Tuesday had a scathing overview of the game of football, the professional. It wasn't, I guess, just football. It was any number of sports where, and this was a college level he was talking about, we all have been over and through and under and around the professional athletes and what goes on with them, but all of the stuff put together brings you around to thinking, what kind of people are running these games, not only professional? Did you know that most of the football players get paid week to week? It's only the big stars that make the big money. Everybody who knows their names, I guess Tom Brady is a pretty good example of that when it comes to New England, where I'm from. He makes a lot of money and is very visible. But most of the fellas who are in this average 3 years in the professional ranks, their salary is about $700,000 a year, and most of them get paid every week. If they don't play, that is, if they get hurt, they don't get paid. And then the program boiled down, went down to the college level, and went through any number of incidents that took place with college athletes where they'd been given scholarships or they had been given special privileges. And when they get hurt, all of that stuff stops. In fact, there were several examples of players who were hurt. They lost their scholarships for most of these kids, I guess, if they're really supposed to be good, lost the scholarships, were sent home, and they had to pay their own medical bills. So if you get this sort of, what we don't know, those of you who are fanatics about football, why are you fanatical about football? Given these sorts of things, Well, you can come up with any kind and level of focus on these, whether it's the concussions, whether it's, and that helps to get us focused on whether you want to live literally a long and happy and prosperous life versus the college athletes who are playing football, but then there's basketball and there's hockey and these other sports that bring in a lot of money to many of these schools. And I remember the argument when I was in Heidelberg. I started on the board of trustees as a member of the board. When I looked at this and had the information that I got from having the information from my brain test at Saroscan in Denver, and then my brain was compared to mostly football players, and seeing what mush came out of these brains were getting beaten to a pulp. And this was, five, six years ago, and I started talking about it. And the president of the college says, if you want to ruin our school, then just go ahead, keep talking about that. It'll cut down. We had 170 football players in the program. You'll cut the admissions down to the point where we won't have enough money to pay our teachers, and we'll have to close the school down. That's what he said to me. So I didn't, but it wasn't long after that when I started really digging around that I decided I would quit being on the board, because I didn't want to be. The members of the board of trustees were so angry at me, some of these old football players, these guys, I love them, they're wonderful men, but they have such blinders on, they are so foolish, Kenny, when it comes to this stuff. So yeah. Anyway, there are lots and lots of different examples of how not only the concussions play a role, but we are just kidding ourselves. For what? The glory of getting beat the crap out of you? And we've got this conversation going on almost every day now, because there's a different example of somebody who wants to stop playing because he realizes what's going on. Women, soccer is very dangerous to them. Most of the problem comes with men, but there are women who are being hurt too, cheerleaders and the other activities that some of them are going to be involved in, like soccer. All right, so let's continue this conversation. Stand by for a moment. We'll have part two in our in-depth conversation about concussions in just a matter of moments. 14 past the hour, and good day.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Stephan and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319. For a limited time, upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Still need to file your taxes? Don't forget that some of the things you did last year could be worth valuable tax deductions and credits. If you took your children to summer day camp, you may be eligible to claim the child and dependent care credit. TurboTax will walk you through over 350 tax deductions and credits so you don't forget them. Go to TurboTax.com today and get started free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of. Amy Nordrum is a science business writer at International Business Times. She has been featured in any number, actually, of scientific journals. She has been writing about the aftermath of what happened to Chris Borland. She wrote, American football is once again facing off against neuroscientists and health experts whose concern about brain damage has dominated conversation around the sport. Not just this sport, Amy, but lots of other sports. Soccer has been a focus and ought to be, and hockey and wrestling and boxing. All of these are very dangerous when you consider that the only thing that holds your head onto your body is a spinal cord that's about the size of a quarter.
That's right, Doug. I think a lot of different sports are going to have to confront this issue, although football has definitely been in the limelight. It has been voted America's favorite sport for 30 years running, according to the Harris Poll, which came out last year.
You want to put some money on what people are going to say 30 years from now about it?
Well, that's the fundamental question that the NFL is up against. You know, that league pulls in $9 billion a year in revenue right now, and they're trying to bring in $27 billion a year by 2027. So they have high hopes for the league, and many people are questioning whether it can grow to that degree with this issue in front of them.
Do they really get it? Does the league get this whole issue, or are they still trying to sweep it under the rug?
Well, you're right, but they weren't as forthright about the risks posed to players for some of these long-term disorders.
That's putting it very nicely. They weren't forthright. That's moderate understatement. Yeah, go ahead.
For a long time. And the researchers and former players that I've spoken with since Borland made his announcement have told me that they are happy with the measures that the NFL is taking now. They say that we can certainly do more, but they have made some real fundamental rule changes in the last couple of years to try to address this issue. For example, they've moved the kickoff from the 30 to the 35-yard line, and that rule change alone has reduced the number of concussions on that play by 40%, which one of the researchers told me is the most violent play in football. So they're doing a few things and getting a little bit more credit for this, although it's going to take them a while, I think, to come out from the criticism that they were facing a couple of years back.
So do you think this is a whitewash on the part of the players? Are they just saying it to get along because they want the check, or do they really feel this way?
Well, I think that I talked to former players, so they actually don't have a stake in the game, so to speak, anymore. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I've also talked with researchers who have been some of the vocal critics of the league and their lack of response to this issue. And they are getting more credit. They're actually bringing some of those researchers in on committees that now, shape policy regarding concussions within the sport. I think there is a shift. They're donating a lot of money, of course, to research on the issue of chronic traumatic encephalopathy, which is one of the brain disorders that's gotten the most attention and has now been found in the brains of over 70 league veterans after they've finished playing and actually died in posthumous exams. So they're taking steps in this direction. I think everybody agrees that they need to continue to take steps, and also that the NCAA and also younger football leagues need to kind of follow the NFL's lead.
All right. I'm going to give you a homework assignment, all right? If you go to CeraScan, CereScan.com, you will see the story. This is a company that first was hired by the NFL to examine the issue. They had 3,600 or 3,800 football players' minds that their brains they were looking at. And then they got hired by the opposition to do the same thing. They're looking into post-traumatic stress and soldiers who have been rocked by concussion and stuff. I think you'd find it interesting way to go to the next step on this as to what's there. So I just offer that as hopefully a helpful component. Amy Nordrum here from International Business Times.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We designed a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
This week in 1971. As a matter of fact, Tom Jones went gold today with this song. Tom placed the gold disc on his stereo and played it. He was shocked to hear himself singing, whoa, 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 whoa. 4 minutes of this stuff, Richie. That was a long way. Amazing stuff. Tom Jones.
Whoa, whoa, whoa,
she's a lady. Talking about this. It's 24 after the hour on the Doug Good Day program. I remember playing this. This was one of the last songs I played at this show. And I went to see him perform at the Theater in the Round that was in Framingham. I think I may have told you this story before. As a woman who was very well endowed, who ran down. He was singing, and this woman came from the back of the auditorium, ran down the walkway, and in the process of doing it, she was wearing a white blouse. I remember it like it was yesterday. She was unbuttoning the blouse as she ran down the runway and took her bra off and flung it at him. And the police were just behind her, far enough so that she could get the whole thing done before they grabbed her. And, of course, the audience went crazy. And whether she met Mr. Fox or Mr. Jones after the event or not, I guess
I'm sure he bailed her out.
Yeah, right.
No doubt.
You're under arrest. 25 after the hour. So here's some interesting news. Maybe you'll find this to be good news about E.T. and Raiders of the Lost Ark, a couple of the Steven Spielberg, John Williams collaborations. Film Concerts Live has added these films to its roster of full-length feature films for symphony orchestras to accompany live, both films celebrating the 35th anniversary this year. So the L.A. Philharmonic is going to give the world premiere of E.T. the Extraterrestrial live in concert at the Hollywood Bowl in September. I would like to be there for that. I think that would be a terrific concert. Don't you think?
At Wolf Trap here in Washington.
Do they?
All the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great place, by the way. That's a venue and a half.
Yeah, it's a national park. which is one of the reasons it's so nice, but they do it all the time. Yeah. Last year, they actually did Symphonic Bugs Bunny.
Mm-hmm.
So they did, like...
But you understand the concept here. For those who don't know or can't quite imagine what we're talking about, the symphony orchestra, John Williams, for example, was the conductor of the Boston Pops for 4 or 5 years during all of the heyday of his doing this stuff for Steven Spielberg. And he would take all of his... The scores, thank you, for his movies and adapt them for the Boston Pops. And it was a terrific, symphonic.
So, but what they do here is terrific. They show the movie.
Yeah, right, and they play the thing. Right.
Symphony down there playing the music live.
Yeah, right.
It's very cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. All right, our video of the day, speaking of cool today at DougStephan.com, a couple of children who got tired of seeing all the videos on YouTube of crazy trick basketball shots, so they made their own. Except that they decided to make fun of the other videos by making ridiculous trick shots that somehow always, through the miracle of editing, make it into the basket. This was posted a couple of years ago, originally, actually, but because March Madness is upon us, it has gone viral, 1 million viewers this past weekend. So if you want to check it out and just add to the numbers, you'll enjoy yourself with the video of the day at Doug Stephan.
I'm dying to know what the poll results were for our video of the day yesterday.
Well, I was about to do that, Richie.
You're not
Thank
racist.
You for,
Thank
yeah.
you.
The I Not Racist video that we had up yesterday, we asked you what you thought of it. 52% said it was hilarious. 26% said it's racist. Come on. 13% said poor taste. Maybe. 9% I feel guilty for laughing at. If you haven't seen it, check it out. That's in the box right next to the big box that has today's video of the day. To the left of it there, the I Not Racist video. Check it out from DougStephan.com.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Do you want to learn how to steal customer credit card information from major retailers so you can buy anything you want?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's award-winning firewalls prevent hackers from taking your valuable data to the bank. Reclaim your network like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about protecting customer data and your reputation, visit Barracuda.com/firewalls.
I'm Bob Dorigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Lawsuits filed under the Americans with Disabilities Act often result in some very unusual verdicts. For example, a 911 operator whose narcolepsy condition made him fall asleep on duty sued under the ADA after being fired. Amazingly, he was allowed to keep his job even after snoring during one emergency phone call. But what happens when an ADA lawsuit pits two disabilities against each other? Well, in Connecticut, a taxi driver with a phobia of dogs sued his employer after he was fired for refusing to give a ride to a blind person with a service dog. The verdict? An appeals court ruled that transporting disabled individuals and their service animals constitutes an essential function of a cab driver's job. So in this case, the driver lost. Let's be fair. With so many conflicting laws today, employers are often sued no matter what they do. And now that some health care benefits under the Affordable Care Act are out of step with the ADA, it's not going to get any easier for job providers either. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials.
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
It's a good day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Ken Kessler, 33 after the hour, 27 before the new hour. 888-302-3684. Contacts us. Email to Doug or Ken at DougSteffen.com. And then there is the Facebook and social media Twitter connection. Twitter at Good Day. Facebook /Good Day. So, Angelina Jolie and the announcement that she was going to have another operation. Remember last year she had a double mastectomy because she was concerned, she said, about her family history. Didn't want to go through what her mother did and her grandmother, both of them dying from several different cancers. And now she's announced that she had her ovaries taken out for the same reason. Created quite a conversation, quite a productive and positive conversation, at least from my point of view. What about the listeners, Kenny? What are people saying or writing to us at either of our social media connections regarding Angelina Jolie's decision?
Well, Lisa Ann says, I admire Angelina's tenacity to get people talking and doing something about cancer and living their life.
All right, so that's good. Admiration is good. Respect is good. Understanding is good. All of those things are good. This is a conversation, maybe not the most important to some, but it trumps many discussions that we have on the radio and many discussions that people have in terms of, okay, what's important to you? A lot of women who are of that age and maybe even younger and maybe older, who have concerns. Is this a radical way to approach the problem or the worry? It's not, I guess, worries create problems, and so, yeah, I guess it's a worthwhile thing to do. It's a personal decision. Some people are criticizing her because she's gone public with it, but what good is it if you can't help other people? We're all here to help, and I think that this is helpful. The conversation is what's important about this, and then you make up your mind. What do you know about your family's history? Do all of you know, and this goes for men as well as for women, I think, what sort of, for example, I think of colon cancer and how important. What is the fellow's name that did talk radio for a while? He was the press secretary for Reagan. Good-looking guy, very nice guy. I can't remember his name. He had, no, it wasn't Reagan, it was Bush. He had colon cancer and died, and he waited too long to get checkups. His mother, I think, or father had died of colon cancer. There are some of these things that are very much a part of your DNA. It's your heredity in terms of cancer. From everything that I know about cancers, your heredity is certainly one-third of the component. It's how you live your life. It's what you eat. But it's also what you are born with. So here's an example of someone who's taken defensive action. What else is being said, Kenny?
You were talking about Tony Snow, right?
Tony Snow, yes. That's who I was talking about. Yes. Okay. Yep. And that's a good example on the other side, don't you think? Here's a guy who had colon problems in his family, and he didn't really follow his own until it was too late. So, yeah, that's who I was talking about. Very good. I remember having any number of conversations. Very good guy. What a shame. He was only like 51 or something. 52 when he died. He wasn't old.
Yeah, he was very young.
Yeah. All right, what else have we got here?
A bunch of comments like this. I'll just read the one. Walt says, yeah, I was thinking that to eliminate the possibility of lung cancer by 50%, I should go ahead and have a lung removed. This whole conversation is stupid.
Really? No, I think you're stupid, whoever it is that wrote that. It isn't stupid at all. But if that's the way you feel about it, it's okay. and it's okay for me to say you're stupid because you think it's a stupid conversation. I think it's a very important conversation, but that's what makes the world go round, having different opinions. All right, so there are a number of people then, if I'm hearing you correctly, that have written to us that they think this is an unnecessary and foolish conversation. Is that what I gleaned from what you just said?
Yeah, he's the only one who said it was stupid. Most of them make the remarks about having some other body part removed because of a risk of this or that.
And would I be safe in saying that most of the comments came from men?
All of them, yeah.
All of them came from men. Okay, enough said.
Yeah.
Okay, next, the story in Colorado, this woman whose unborn baby was cut from her womb by a stranger. This woman released from the hospital yesterday after this attack. Can you imagine? I'm going from one extreme, I suppose, to another with a focus on the craziness that exists in our world today where some... This woman, her name is Danelle Lane, 34 years old, who... lured Michelle Wilkins to her home with a Craigslist ad offering baby clothes. So then this Danelle Lane beats Michelle Wilkins, stabs her, and removes the unborn child. She suffered a miscarriage, so she wanted a baby. She had recently moved to Colorado, was teaching pottery classes, 8 months pregnant. And this woman comes in, or lures her into her home, and does this. So, she's now, I mean, they don't have any health insurance. There was an online fundraising campaign generating about $45,000 to this point to help out the family. Doctor said they can't predict what lies ahead for her. What we can say is that we have been deeply moved, the family said this, by the people who have reached out to us to share their own personal stories and tragedies. What kind of monster does this? What kind of crazed lunatic? And how do these people get to the point of being this crazy? How do you get there? I don't even begin to understand that when we live in an age in a country where I guess anything is possible, not only this country, but in general, around the world. So this woman's been arrested. She could face all kinds of charges, depending on how and when the baby died. But there is no way to bring murder charges against her under Colorado law unless investigators can prove the baby was alive outside of the mother's body. But this case reignites this debate playing out across our country over when a fetus can legally be considered a human being. Because she was 8 months pregnant, not 9 months pregnant. But under the circumstances, there are plenty of preemies that are born 8 months out, right? 7 months out, even. And they survive. I think this woman should have every possible thing in the book thrown at her. What about you, Kenny?
Oh, yeah. This is despicable. Yeah. I'm not a big fan of capital punishment, but I'd be okay with that in this case.
Yeah. All right. So we have the Angelina Jolie situation, which is one side of women's reproductive rights and what to do and what not to do. And then we have this other craziness on the other side. And so what we've done is invite Dr. Ron Hoffman to come in. We'll not talk about Part B of what I just went through, but we'll go to Part A, the Angelina Jolie situation, and some other medical stories and medical news that will be informative, hopefully, for you to be caught up on. Dr. Ronald Hoffman is the next person whose voice you'll hear with mine on the Good Day program. It's 18 before the hour.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and law number 3030.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of 3 whole beets and just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free, comes with your first order, and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds, free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Not all barbecues are the same. Not all guitar licks are the same. Not all motor oils are the same either. Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage with MaxLife technology actually is different. It's the superior protection of synthetic for cars over 75,000 miles. But don't just believe us. See for yourself at seeadifference.com. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Happy as always to have the author of the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter. There's a website you can go to, drhoffman.com, for Dr. Ronald Hoffman. A lot of articles there. You can listen to podcasts of his radio program and get sort of the bird's eye view of what's going on in his mind. Does your wife understand? Does she look in your ears every once in a while to see if there's something working in there?
She would if I were married. But
oh, I didn't know you were married.
No, well, I got a... Good. I'm good.
You're like me. You got a...
I got an SO.
You got a swinging bachelor pad going on.
That's right. Exactly.
Right,
like big time, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Never
mind. All right. All right. Angelina Jolie and the announcement that she's having more elective surgery to protect herself from cancer. We've gotten a lot of email input. I suspect when you talk about this on your program this weekend that you will have some input, some people who think this is a great idea. Thank you, Angelina. Now, most of the women who are commenting on our Facebook and Twitter page have been very supportive. A few shots from men that don't like it. Kenny, what was that? What was the email, Facebook posting from a man who said, basically discrediting her? Do you have that handy by?
I don't, but what he said was that what's next for her? Will she have her frontal lobe removed to avoid detection of brain cancer?
Yeah. Well, so I'll weigh in on this. I mean, actually, there's a big article in the New York Times today which kind of lays out the argument for taking your ovaries out. If you have one of these genetic mutations, BRCA1 and BRCA2, increase your risk of ovarian cancer and breast cancer dramatically. So it's a little bit like Russian roulette. It's not like 100% that you're going to get these diseases. And certainly the vast majority of women who don't have their breasts removed or their ovaries removed won't get these diseases. But it's a little nerve-wracking, and it's a personal decision. And, you know, if thine ovaries offend thee, pluck them out. You know, says that.
What would you advise to women who came? This woman, Angelina Jolie, I think her mother and grandmother died of these sort of problems, complications of breast cancer, ovarian cancer, that sort of. So what do you advise? Somebody comes to your office and they say, hey, I just got a mammogram and I got these problems, so what do I do, doc?
Yeah, it's still a very much a personal choice. You know, I just saw a woman yesterday who had a bilateral mastectomy, and she was, everything removed. And she was very happy that she did, because what they discovered was that there was pre-cancer, you know, virtually everywhere in both her breasts. So just taking just one area out wasn't going to be enough. You know, it's a personal choice, because for some women this is very, very life-changing and deforming. But for others, the peace of mind that you gain with taking away the potential cancer site is worth it.
Mm-hmm. All right, energy drinks in the news today. Harmful to children. Duh. They're harmful to everybody, never mind just to children, but more so to adolescents, and they ought not to be marketed to children under 18, so says an advocacy group called the Food Policy and Obesity Center from the University of Connecticut. Yeah. What do you make of that?
Well, you know, two things. I mean, they're Trojan horse for two things. One is caffeine, massive amounts of caffeine.
Red Bull, also, Monster.
Massive amounts of sugar. And so, you know, you're getting away from the soda, you know, like the old-fashioned Pepsi and Coca-Cola. Now, the soft drink business is diversifying into energy drinks, but that's still just another vehicle for massive amounts of sugar. The recent study showed that there was a much higher risk of attention deficit disorder in the kids consuming this, and no wonder, because these they contain deranging chemicals, mm-hmm. and they just set you off. You know?
Well, this is the thing about modern times and using and having access to stuff like this. 1,500 kids went to the hospital last year, according to this study, between the ages of 12 and 17, overdosed on the energy drink. What in the world?
And the other thing is, sometimes these things are combined with alcohol, because supposedly, you know, you can party longer and party harder, and you won't experience the effects of the alcohol. It's not true. According to studies, you're just as impaired, but you may just not fall asleep.
Predictions that doctors would be overwhelmed by new patients as a result of the Affordable Health Care Act have not come true.
No.
according to a study released from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. You buying that?
Yeah, it's not happening because it's so hard. You know, it's hard to get eligible, but then once you're eligible, the doctors won't take you. So you know, they just don't accept you because you're either Medicaid or you're a second class citizen for many doctors. So many doctors are not playing.
You don't take it, do you?
No, I don't. I'm off the grid in terms of insurance. Independent position.
Everybody pays up when they visit Dr. Ron Hoffman, and his advice is good, so it's worth it.
Trading chickens for health care. So.
There you go. That's yes. Good. Dr. Hoffman, drhoffman.com. Sign up for his Intelligent Medicine newsletter.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This sort of thing. Can You Feel the Love Tonight was from the movie The Lion King, and we play because we're interested in singing Happy Birthday. Yeah. Elton John is 68 today. Happy birthday to you. Anyway, isn't this a great song? Great.
He's going to be playing at the Jazz Festival when I'm down there.
Is he? Mm-hmm. He's got the strongest voice, my heavens.
Great concert.
Yeah, listen to the next part of the and the music to go with it. That's a genius.
He doesn't.
Well, the other what's his face does.
Actually, on this one, though, he may have.
Yeah. But you know what I'm saying.
Right.
What's the guy's name who writes with him, who does most of the collaboration with him?
Yeah, Bernie Taupin.
Bernie Taupin. That's it.
Yeah, I don't think he wrote on these songs, though.
Whatever. I just think this is a great representation of Elton's talent. I don't always like everything that he's done, but I think maybe because I played too much of it when I was a disc jockey. This guy's been around, by the way. He's 68 today. He's been at this for 40 years.
Yeah.
All right. That's the story of Musi Movic. Good, Doug. If movie music as we get into movie moments. Chuck Curry is here and help us a little bit with the number one movie from this week in 1990. I was talking about this movie earlier on. Not going to be a lot of heavy lifting to describe or to identify this movie. And therefore, you'll call us at 888-302-3684 the moment you figure it out so you can become eligible for our drawing on Friday for a weekend at the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs. Here's the first clue.
Actually, no, I'm not a planner. I wouldn't say I was a planner. I would say I was a kind of fly by the seat of my pants gal, you know, moment to moment. That's me. That's, yeah.
Got it? Anybody already know what it is? 888-302-3684. You'll get it by the time we're done. All right, next clue, Richie.
Well, let me guess. That would make you a lawyer.
A lawyer?
Mm-hmm.
Makes you think of a lawyer.
Dark. You've got that sharp, useless look about you.
Yeah.
What a great line.
That's what you call a star-making performance.
Yep. Yeah, they made her a star.
Yes.
He already was a star, but it made her a star.
They've been all over TV this week about this movie.
Together, the two of them?
Yeah, the whole cast.
Well, it's the 25th anniversary of the film.
Yeah. Right. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Must have
been
what I said.
They were on a show yesterday.
All right. There's an echo in here somewhere. And last clue.
This is a hot car.
It's a little temperamental.
Yours?
No, it is.
Stolen?
Not exactly. What's your name?
Playwaska.
She was great.
Perfect. Yeah. This is a great movie. 888-302-3684. Figure it out. Is it just a chick flick, one would ask? Chuck has movie news for us in a moment, too, here on Good Day.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License to all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
All right, Rick, stand up proud and be a chick flicker. What's the name of this movie?
Pretty Woman.
Pretty Woman. You like the movie?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, it's a good, fun movie. All right.
I find it amazing we have all men on the phone.
Yeah, I was just looking at that, too. Everybody who's called the guy. All right, hold on a second. Rick, we're qualifying you for our drawing on Friday. Good luck to you. We're going to send somebody to Broadmoor in Colorado Springs. Chucker, what's in the movie news bag?
Big story broke last night, Doug. Actor Bradley Cooper will make his directorial debut with a second remake of A Star Is Born for Warner Brothers Pictures. Now, the idea, Warner Brothers wants him to also star, and reportedly they will try to sign Beyonce as a female lead. A Star Was Born was made into two films, one with Judy Garland in 1954, the other was with Barbara Streisand in 1976. Bradley Cooper also produced American Sniper, so he's gaining a lot of clout in the business.
All right, I would say who cares about that? That wouldn't be something I'd run out to see. So that's it? You got nothing else for us? What's the story?
That's all I got, Doug.
That's all you have? Oh, my God.
Vivica A. Fox is going to return to Independence Day 2.
See? I know. Yeah, I knew you had something. You're holding out on
it. Oh, sorry. It's Sharknado 2. That's a big upgrade.
The Chuckers laugh. 59 after on Good Day.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal service.